Once again, we welcome Bishop Lumen Montero. Bishop Lumen grew up in the Goa region of India, which is one of the most Catholic regions. And as a young priest, he was sent on mission to the far northeast corner of India. It's a piece of India that wraps around between Bangladesh and Burma. It's one of the least developed areas of the whole world in terms of infrastructure and in terms of education and healthcare, and in terms of the presence of the church. Bishop Lumen was the founding bishop of this diocese, and under his leadership, it's expanded quite a bit. The challenges there are pretty amazing, and it's pretty amazing that he and the people that he works with and the people in those communities are truly the Peters and the Pauls, the apostles of our own time and our own age. And he'll tell you a little bit more about the work that he's doing. And after Mass, he'll be available outside to answer any questions. And there's also like a PowerPoint presentation with slides and pictures of some of the things that he'll talk about. But won't you join me in welcoming Bishop Lumen, who will be speaking with us and preaching for us tonight. Bishop Lumen.
Thank you, Father David, and thank you, everyone. In addition, I'm also a Holy Cross priest. Like was mentioned earlier, Father David and Father Willie, who had a great big going away send-off last weekend, but that's not enough for someone who's done so much here. So Father Willie is back with us again this weekend too, and it's time for you to say thank you again to him, and he's with us, and I'm happy to belong to this great band of people who work as missionaries around the world. You know them here from, you know us here from our universities like Notre Dame, Portland, and the rest, but we're also working in mission areas in Bangladesh, in Africa, in India, and in several other countries. And one of them is me, from another country. I didn't say that. My accent betrays me. I'm from India, from this far northeast, working in this part which is on the other side of Bangladesh, on the other side of Calcutta and the other side of Bangladesh. Calcutta I mentioned because most people know Blessed Mother Teresa, whom I had the opportunity of meeting many times while I was in that region. And this the area where I come from is really cut off from the rest of the country because we have no access through Bangladesh, and this makes us even more remote and isolated. So we consider ourselves in this country, and others consider us in our own country. I'm an Indian, born and raised there, about 3,000 kilometers south and west, but I work up in this area in the northeast, which is mission territory. And it is about this mission that I'm going to talk to you about, and ask you to join me on this journey, because we are doing the missionary co-op in this parish this weekend. And the missionary co-op is, as far as I understand, something of this archdiocese, which is very beautiful when a community of Catholics try to connect themselves with a community of Catholics in another part of the world. And we come and we speak to you on every year. There's someone coming to speak about their mission, their parish or their diocese, like myself, or on behalf of that diocese. But I'm here in person. Lumen is my name, Montero, and that's where I grew up in Goa, which is very Catholic. But I'm a missionary in an area when I was made bishop in this diocese in 1996 by Pope, now St. John Paul II. The diocese that covers the whole state of Tripura, we have 29 states in India, and one state is Tripura up there in the northeast. This whole diocese had just 11,000 Catholics in 9 parishes that were spread out across the state. It is in this place today, we have got 40,000 in 19 parishes. So you can see that in a way we are growing. And this growth is necessary. In this growth that happens, we have to help by building up the church, both the faith community and also the needed infrastructures. And we need, therefore, to come now and again outside, because our people are very, very generous, great, but they have no money. In addition, the money that we get from here, that we can raise from here, goes a long way back in our country. It will be like 10 and 15 times more than what it can do here. So we come here and share this life with you and want you to share your life with us. I know that some of you here at St. Monica's will say, well, we already have outreach. We are working. We have a sister parish in Dandura in Africa. And then there's so many other outreach programs that you do. All the same, you're as well, this parish is known to be very generous. And it is to you that we come this afternoon on this weekend to share, to ask you to join with me in sharing in our faith life. And you're going to do that, of course, by sharing, by giving us a contribution. And this contribution, you will be putting in that little envelope which is in your pews, which says Missionary Cooperation. The money you will be putting in it will go to the Diocese of Agartala. The Diocese of Agartala, as I told you, as I mentioned how it has grown over the years, one of the ways in which we do this is through education. And education takes us to places sometimes where we cannot. I'm sure you know that India is a non-Christian country. 98% of India is not Christian. And we are a Hindu country. 85% of India is Hindu. So it's in this vast nation, very populous, 1.2 billion people. It's in this vast ocean of humanity that we are like a little drop in the ocean. And it's nevertheless, that's where we are called to work. That's where we are planted. And quite interestingly, that we have this great feast of these two apostles, but particularly St. Paul, who went to the Gentiles to bring the message. We, both myself as a successor of the apostles, a bishop is a successor of the apostles, and also as a missionary myself with the band of people that I have, trying to do this great ministry of planting God's word. As I said, we do it through education. And this education helps us. First and foremost, we believe that there's no substitute for progress except by education. And many of our people, the older ones in our diocese, are illiterate. But they would want, knowing the value of education, would want their children to go and get a good education. There's people coming to me, of a family coming to me, bringing their two children and wanting them to study in our school. And they say to me, we have no money for their tuition. But Father, we'll give you this little piglet. And if that can serve in exchange for education, because the piglet will grow into a big pig and you'll get some money, then we would be able to do this. So you can see how much they desire education, but are not able to get it. So it's to this kind of people that we reach out. And we begin, of course, in very humble settings, like with a tin roof and a mud wall, houses that will house these children. And eventually, we need structures to allow good education. And so this time, my focus is the building up of a school in the neighborhood of Agartala, where we hope to put up this, we want to build this building in three phases. The first phase will cost us $120,000. And this first phase, if we can get it done, then we are able to self-finance it, we believe. Got more than 50% of the money in. And the appeal is for building this school. So what you're going to put in today, besides being an offering, it's supposed to be a sacrificial love offering that you put into this envelope with a thought and with knowing for sure that this is where it goes and this is what the purpose of this money is going to be. That money, somebody told me a little while ago that there were not enough or they didn't find these yellow envelopes. But if there are not, we know there are. But in case there are insufficient, then use a white one and just say propagation of Bishop Lumen. And when the money people are counting it, they will do the needful. And also somebody said, now you didn't tell us whom to make the check out to or what to write on it. Well, you can write propagation of faith to the parish, but it will all, if it's in the yellow envelope and if it's written mission, it is going to come to the Diocese of Agartala. Now you'll say the Diocese of Agartala, well, we hear you, we know, I hope you believe that all of them who introduced me. But nowadays people don't really believe people telling us. They would like to see it for themselves, to know that I'm for real. Google me and you'll find me, and then you'll believe, me, I'm sure. We are there. The diocesan website is mentioned in the bulletin. It's agartaladiocese.org, and just you can check out the details. But once again, this is what I want to share with you this day. So you participate in the work that I do, the work that we do, the work that you do not know in another corner of the world, but a work that we all do, because we belong to the one Catholic Church and the Universal Church, and I'm one of those, and the Diocese of Agartala is one of it. Today then, as we celebrate this great feast of the apostles, both of whom were great, great men, they were both martyred in the first century. They worked tirelessly for the gospel, but each in a way, in their own ways. Peter was a man deep in faith. We heard that in the gospel. And Paul was a man who carried that faith around. If you look at our lives, my dear brothers and sisters, these two apostles would be for us, for me today, the two sides of the coin. The coin, one side being the faith which we need, and we come to church to be rooted in that faith deep. And the other side of it is to go out and preach. Now, maybe you're not called to do the same work the way I do it. You're very basic. As I mentioned to you back there in the country, we are so cut off. Therefore, we have all the problems or challenges that one can imagine. Being cut off, it takes us so long to go across that part of India. We have only one road. We don't have freeways like you do here. Our interstate is one road that you have vehicle going on one side and coming back on the other side. The two sides of a road form two, one road forms the interstate. So it's this kind of a place that I come. We have other challenges like language, like the big ocean of humanity who's not Christian, the challenges of reaching out to people because of language, because of lack of money, infrastructures, personnel. These are some of the things that we have. But in spite of this, like St. Paul, the basics, we do the basic of planting the faith. So if you read the Acts of the Apostles, comes alive for me in my diocese. It's as if we were living 2,000 years ago as missionaries, itinerary missionaries moving on from place to place, and a band of people to help us. Today then, you're joining this group and you're helping me to make this dream a reality. You're also helping the Diocese of Agartala that was formed 18 years ago, and I am its first bishop and continue to be there to help us build. We have gone a long way, but there's many things to be done, and your support will go a long way. I wish to tell you a lot more things, but I'm reminded of the advice of a good old pastor on the East Coast some 20 plus years ago when I was studying at the Catholic University in Washington, D.C., who told me, he said, Lumen, and that's what I see just now, everyone's looking at me. He said, people will look at you and you feel they're taking it in, saying, listen, Lumen, he said, if you are appealing for funds, remember, he said, that the length of the homily is inversely proportionate to the money that you will get. And I said to him, so what is it? He said, simply put, he said, the longer the homily, less is the money. So we want more money, so let's cut short the homily. And this is all in the context of this Holy Mass. I thank Father David for being so generous with for introducing me. Thank Monsignor for announcing me. Last week I was also here. He was thanking Father Willie, and he was also announcing my arrival. It's announced again. You're going to get a new associate pastor. And Monsignor mentions in the pastor's corner, well, he said, it's nice for you to go out and meet him. And if you don't have anything else to talk. He's a Dodgers fan, and you can talk baseball and football and everything. Well, I don't know baseball. I don't play football. We play soccer. But if the World Cup interests you, FIFA World Cup, then I am there outside. Plus about my diocese. And want to conclude by once again saying thank you to all of you. Above all, thanks to God for bringing me here to you. And these great saints, these great martyrs, that's why we are in red today. The martyrs who gave their life because of their love for the Lord. We may not be called to be such kind of martyrs with our blood, but there is martyrdom on the way even today. May they strengthen us, enlighten us, and lead us forward is my prayer and my wish. God bless you. God bless each one of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Bishop Newman. Thank you.